Krishna Book, Canto 13, Dwaraka, Chapter 49, Scene 3, Dwaraka. It appears that formerly Dwaraka was also part of the kingdom of Mathura, because in Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that Krishna constructed a fort within the midst of the sea. Remnants of that fort which Krishna constructed are still existing on the bay of Dwaraka. First of all, Krishna constructed a very strong wall covering 96 square miles, and the wall itself was within the sea. It was certainly wonderful and was planned and constructed by Vishvakarma. No ordinary architect could construct such a fort within the sea, but an architect like Vishvakarma, who is considered to be the engineer among the demigods, can execute such wonderful craftsmanship anywhere in any part of the universe. If huge planets can be floated in weightlessness in outer space by the arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then surely the architectural construction of a fort within the sea, covering a space of 96 square miles, was not a very wonderful act. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that this new, well-constructed city, developed within the sea, had regular planned roads, streets, and lanes. And not only were there well-planned roads, streets, and lanes, but there was also well-planned paths and gardens filled with plants known as kalpa vrikshas, or desire trees. These desire trees are not like the ordinary trees of this material world, for desire trees are found in the spiritual world. But by Krishna's supreme will, everything is possible. And so such desire trees were planted in the city of Dwaraka, constructed by Lord Sri Krishna. This city was also filled with many palaces and gopuras, or big gates. These gopuras are still found in some of the larger temples. They are very high and constructed with extreme artistic skill. Such palaces and gates held golden water pots, or kalashas. These kalashas on the gates or in the palaces are considered to be auspicious signs. Almost all the palaces were skyscrapers. In each and every house, there were big pots of gold and silver, and grains stocked in underground rooms. And there were many golden water pots within the rooms. The bedrooms were all bedecked with jewels, and the floors were mosaic pavements of Marakatha jewels. The Vishnu deity, worshipped by the descendants of Yadu, was installed in each house within the city. The residential quarters were so arranged that the different castes, namely Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Shudras, had their respective quarters. And so it appears from this that the caste system was existing even at that time. Within the center of the city, there was another residential quarter made specifically for King Ugrasena. And this palace was the most dazzling of all the houses. When the demigods saw that Krishna was constructing a particular city of his own choice, they sent the celebrated Parijata flower of the heavenly planets to be planted in this new city. And they also sent a parliamentary house, Sudharma. The specific quality of this assembly house was that anyone participating in a meeting within it would overcome the influence of invalidity due to old age. the demigod Varuna, also presented a horse which was all white except for black ears and which could run at the speed of the mind. The treasurer of the demigods, Kubera, presented the art of attaining the 8 perfectional stages of material opulences. And so, in this way, all the demigods began to present their respective gifts according to their different capacities. There are 33 million administrative demigods, and each of them is entrusted with a particular department of universal management. All the demigods took the opportunity of the Supreme Personality of Godheads constructing a city of his own choice in order to present their respective gifts, making the city of Dwaraka unique within the universe. This only proves that there are undoubtedly innumerable demigods, but none of them are independent of Krishna. As stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is the Supreme Master, and all others are his servants. So all the servants took the opportunity of rendering service to Krishna when he was personally present within this universe. This example should be followed by all, especially those who are Krishna conscious, for they should serve Krishna by their respective abilities. Thus ends Chapter 49, Scene 3, Dwaraka. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namamishwaram Sachid Ananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajamanam Yashoda Biolukalad Bhavamanam Padamrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya Namamishwaram Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Brajamanam Yashoda Biyo Hukaladhavamanam Padamrishtam Atyantato Drutya Gopya. To the Supreme Lord, whose form is the embodiment of eternal existence, knowledge, and bliss, whose shark-shaped earrings swing to and fro, who shines beautifully in the divine realm of Gokula, and who, due to the offense of breaking the pot of yogurt that his mother was churning into butter, and then stealing the butter that was kept hanging from a swing, and who is quickly running from the wooden grinding mortar in fear of Mother Yashoda, but who has been caught from behind by her because she ran after him with greater speed. Oh, to that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. The following are notes on this section by the various Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the state highways, Ratya, were in front and the secondary roads, Vitya, behind, and in between them were courtyards, Chatvarani. Within these courtyards were surrounding walls, and within the walls stood golden residences, atop which shone crystal watchtowers crowned with golden pots. Thus, the buildings were multi-storied. The word vastu indicates that the houses and buildings were constructed on ample plots of land with plenty of room for green areas. The master of the treasury is Kuvera, and the 8 treasures are his nidhis, and these are described as follows. Padmaschaiva Mahapadmo Matsyakurmao Tataudaka Nilo Mukunda Shankascha Nidhayostau Prakirtita. The 8 mystic treasures are called Padma, Mahapadma, Matsya, Kurma, Audaka, Nila, Mukunda, and Shankascha.